From scratch, from scratch, from scratch, from scratch, from scratch.
Welcome to the From Scratch podcast. I'm Martin Cousins and...
My name is Nigel Payne.
So this week, or in this episode rather, we are looking at a piece of research that we have looked at many times before. So it's good. It's in its 29th year. It's the Global CEO Survey from PwC. It surveys just around 4,500 organizational leaders from 95 countries. And the survey work was done towards the end of 2025, middle to end of 2025. So it's always a big bit of research. It's always interesting to see kind of what the priorities are. And I think this year, the actual title of the report says it all, Leading Through Uncertainty in the Age of AI. So
yes.
I mean, just to give you, I think my overall summary line from this report is that organizations are investing in AI, but have yet to see, you know, the value that they hope to see from it. So a very small proportion, 12%, say they've managed to reduce costs and grow revenue using AI to do both things. So it's, you know, it's work in progress, but there are some challenges actually, you know, adopting it across the organization. And, you know, CEOs also reflect some challenges around the economic, global economic picture, climate change, and also their own challenges around spending way too much time on short-term issues rather than being having a better mid to longer-term view of where the business is going. So, Nigel, I know I've just landed it on you in quite short notice, but has anything kind of popped up for you in all of this?
It's clear that things are moving, and CEOs have AI on their agenda. They haven't worked it all out. And that's the kind of, not all of them have worked it all out. The interesting thing is also around innovation. You'd think that because there's these huge challenges, huge new opportunities, investment and confidence in innovation would just be pumping up. And yet the statistics that they present show that we test new ideas rapidly with customers or end users, 30%, only 30%. We tolerate high-risk innovation projects, 26%. We have a defined innovation center, incubator, or corporate venturing division, 23%. The only big one is we view innovation as a critical component of our overall business strategy. That gets 50%. So interesting. Everyone thinks, or half think it's good. Very few are actually making it real. And that seems to be one of the hampering factors, that in this new world, things change, but organizations are still hampered by custom and practice, bureaucracy, layers of permission. Hierarchy is not designed for this kind of agile, rapid decision-making age. And the result is this enormous tension between what people think they should be doing and what they're actually doing in practice. So this report brings it out really well. And it's, I have to say, it's a slightly depressing report. You are not seeing this massive upturn that's been predicted, but you're seeing, I suppose, the nascent shoots. The clarity in this report really focuses on, if you really want to maximize this, then you really have to change things. Not just new ideas, not just new methods of work, but think about the whole structure of the organization. How are you going to embed this? And not everyone's doing that. In fact, not many people are doing that. So that was my take. I don't know whether that's yours, whether that's realistic or fair to PwC.
Yeah, I think it is fair. There's another chart in this bit of research that talks about the question is, to what extent do you agree or disagree with the following statements relating to AI use at your company, right? The culture of our organization enables the adoption of AI. 69% say, you know, agree with that. Okay. And I think, but the other reality is that we have a very low tolerance of risk around innovation. So if it's enabled the adoption of AI, how can it also not be enabling the innovation around it? So there are some conflicting data points in this, which tell us sort of, I think, a slightly, it's not clear what exactly what's going on. And the other thing in here is that our organization has formalized responsible AI and risk processes, 51% agree. So basically, the foundations for AI adoption aren't actually quite as strong as they should be. So that's work in progress. So I think this report is quite interesting when it's talking about the foundations, the culture in which all this is operating within, and actually to what extent organizations or CEOs feel they are able to deliver on some of this stuff. I don't, it's just, you know, it is stuff like the culture and the ability to innovate
and
that
people
are, yeah, that, you know, I think the CEOs will say, yeah, but they will say they've got that. But the other data points in this suggest that that isn't the case.
I think that's, it's almost the gap between aspiration and reality. They get it, they aspire, they want to be like this. In reality, it doesn't work like that at all.
Yeah. And I think this is, so I find this a very interesting
it is.
Report in terms of opportunity. So I think, you know, if we're talking about culture and innovation, then who's responsible for that? The people that are responsible for really being a lead, you know, the important levers in enabling that stuff to change, they're the people that should be stepping into this to bridge that aspiration and reality gap. And you know, I suppose the question is, are they doing it? Because I think it looks to me like CEOs are saying, you know, we, you know, this is what we want, this is what we're aspiring to do, but actually we've got some way to go before we can get there. So I think it's interesting report.
It is, and it's also, Martin, pointing out for a crying need for people who are people who understand the structural needs that have to change, understand how you can motivate people and help them see the world slightly differently, and kind of all move along at the same speed, so all in the same direction. And all of those things aren't happening. And it seems obvious that you need the animators, the organizers, the people who understand this stuff, but the message hasn't quite come through. So maybe that's 2026. We'll see. This could be the year in which organizations realize that they are not investing enough time, money, or are paying enough attention to their people. And they're the ones who ultimately are going to be responsible for delivery or failure along these lines. So big ideas, but execution is important. And execution happens through skilled, engaged, motivated people who have a sense of direction and purpose. And those things just don't seem to be quite in place, I would say. But we're in a new year, Martin, and many things will change.
Yeah. And I think my final point would be, and if you don't do the things that you just said, the default position will be IT will drive this.
Yes,
because it's technology, and they are already. And I think that's the thing. It's like, and you know, you can look back 10 years, 20 years and say, you know, has technology driven innovation been a huge success? because IT drove it? I think we all know the answer to that. Of course, they're a really important part to play in it.
But
this
it's a part to
research
play.
Bears out the fact we're talking about culture, innovation, we're talking about people and adoption. That's what we're talking about. And I think, you know, that's why, you know, the right people in the organization need to really step into this, because I think the defaults will be, it will be driven by those closest to it. And it's a technology. So it's going to be the people responsible for the tech stack and the security of that data and all of that. The question is that how you see it manifesting? I don't think any CEO would see that. It's not about just being a technology change program. It's fundamental. No, so
it's far more fundamental. Yeah. But they haven't got the execution for that fundamental change completely embedded at the moment. And that's got to be the next stage. That's the prediction.
Well, let's see. But anyway, it's always a good report to read. So we'll put the link
very good report
with the episode.
Yes, and please do. Yeah, everyone should read it. It's very interesting. It's actually quite sober reading, but everyone should read it. I agree.
Yeah. Great. Thanks, Nigel.
No problem, Martin. It's a pleasure to talk, as always.
From scratch.